This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. All eight crew members were killed when a Ukrainian-operated cargo plane crashed in Greece en route from Serbia to Bangladesh carrying military goods, the Serbian defense minister said Sunday. All eight bodies were found and are being recovered. Serbia's defense minister said the plane was carrying around 11 tons of military industry goods. Greek fire officials say experts haven't found any dangerous materials at the crash site. Ukraine's foreign ministry said the preliminary cause is engine failure. French President Emmanuel Macron warned against anti-Semitism and historical revisionism on Sunday as he commemorated victims of the Holocaust on the 80th anniversary. Pope Francis has asked his audience for prayers to join him on his pilgrimage to Canada to apologize for Catholic Church abuses on Indigenous groups. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Dear brothers and sisters of Canada, as you know, I will come among you above all in the name of Jesus to meet and embrace the Indigenous populations. The Pope spoke from a studio window of the Apostolic Palace facing the square. The Pontiff went on to admit Catholic abuses on Canadian Indigenous populations. Unfortunately, in Canada, many Christians, including some members of religious institutions, contributed to the policies of cultural assimilation that, in the past, gravely damaged, in various ways, the native communities. More than 150,000 native children in Canada were forced to attend church-run schools in order to separate them from their homes and culture. In these schools, physical and sexual abuse were rife. Canadian native rights groups called for the Pope to apologize on Canadian soil for the abuses. I'm Karen Chamas.
For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Democratic Republic of Congo's intelligence service has detained a U.S. journalist after he allegedly approached armed groups in the country's southeast, a senior government official said Sunday. Local civil society groups quoted in local media said the U.S. and a Congolese journalist were arrested Wednesday and taken to the capital, Kinshasa. A senior government official who requested anonymity confirmed to AFP Sunday that the Congolese intelligence agency, ANR, is holding the 33-year-old journalist. He writes for U.S. magazines The Nation and The New Yorker. The candidates to become the next British prime minister are appealing to their right-wing base as they seek to replace Boris Johnson. Many of the five remaining hopefuls are highlighting Brexit and immigration as they attempt to woo fellow conservative lawmakers and party members ahead of a third round of voting Monday, when another contender will drop out. There is growing Draghi stay movement in Italy. VOA's Joe Ramsey explains.
Pleas are stacking up in Italy to convince Prime Minister Mario Draghi to stay in office instead of resigning, as he tried to do last week after being let down by a major coalition partner. Hundreds of mayors have written to Draghi in hopes he'll change his mind. Union leaders and industrialists, who often have opposing agendas, are united in wanting Draghi, the former European Central Bank chief, to keep on governing. Italy and other European nations are facing soaring energy costs, steep inflation, surging COVID-19 cases, and the war in Ukraine. By Sunday, at least 80,000 citizens have signed the so-called Draghi Stay petition, launched by former Prime Minister Matteo Renzi. But Draghi has been keeping quiet. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
The Indian government's COVID-19 vaccinations hit 2 billion Sunday, with booster doses underway for all adults as daily infections hit a four-month high, official data showed. Prime Minister Narendra Modi praised the vaccination milestone, celebrating the world's largest and longest-running inoculation campaign, which began last year. The Prime Minister has faced allegations from the opposition of mishandling the pandemic that experts claim killed millions. The government rejects those claims. The country of 1.35 billion people has lifted most COVID-related restrictions and international travel has recovered robustly. And recapping our top story, all eight crew members were killed when a Ukrainian-operated cargo plane crashed in Greece en route from Serbia to Bangladesh carrying military goods. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.